the idea of regrets. Think of all the songs we know that talk about regrets, no regrets. And that thing that people say, well, if you don't have any regrets, you haven't lived your life to the fullest. But there's lots of sayings around these that I'm not sure entirely how much they ring true. Or I guess if they take in the complexities of life. For instance, I'm sure you've heard the saying or someone said to you, no one ever looks back on their life and wishes they'd spend more time at work. Perhaps not, but you might look back on your life and maybe wish you'd made a goer or done a better job of something at work or taken a different job, a career choice, you know, when you had the chance. And if you do spend more time at work, then that might in fact lead to a promotion, which might lead to more money and then might make your life easier in the end. You know where I'm going with this? The choices we make in life, be they very small or very big, they can have wide-ranging ramifications. And while you may never actually regret spending a lot of time with your kids and family, there is a certain type of decision, well, there's some that are more likely to result in regret. And I wonder, when I think about this and the decisions you make, I wonder if it's more likely if you made that decision on the spur of the moment that you would regret it, not because it was necessarily the wrong decision, but maybe because you thought you hadn't thought it through as much as you should have. The whole idea around this, and why we're talking about this, is because Adrian Camilleri is a lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney, but he's a lecturer in marketing, but he's done a little bit of research on decisions and why we make them and regrets and big decisions, and I'm wondering how this comes back to marketing, and he joins me on Afternoons. Hello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. Now, this, you didn't do this in relation to advertising or marketing, did you? Why did you go down this path?
No, this has nothing to do with marketing. Part of my marketing research focuses on what I would call small decisions, so why people buy things. But in my own life, I was faced with a number of big decisions, such as getting married and moving overseas. And none of my research was really helpful with any of these decisions. So I thought I would start a project focused on life's biggest decisions.
And what did you find? Oh, first off, how did you do it? How did you conduct the research?
Yeah, so I conducted a survey. I had about 500 or 600 different respondents, and I asked them to tell me about their 10 biggest life decisions up until now and their predicted 10 biggest future decisions. And then for every big decision, I had a number of follow-up questions trying to uncover what factors led to a good or a bad decision, such as how much advice was sought, how much time was taken making the decision, and a few other questions.
Just firstly, before we go into what it actually found, what were the things that people coupled in as the big decisions?
Yeah, so the big decisions tended to be, well, we can think about it in two ways, which were the most commonly mentioned and which were ranked as sort of most important. So in terms of most commonly mentioned, there were things that you would expect, so starting a new job, getting married, having a child, going to university and getting a degree, buying a house. So those are the most common big life decisions that were mentioned. There were also some big decisions that were less common, but when they did happen, people ranked them as most high on their list of big life decisions. So these include ending a life. This might be aborting a pregnancy or perhaps dealing with parents who were ill and maybe on life support. And then on a more positive side, there were also some people who decided to pursue religion or spirituality, and that ranked very high in their list.
Wow. And in terms of, I guess, when people were more likely to regret something, what did you find there?
Yeah, so my survey didn't specifically ask about regrets, but there is a lot of research about regrets. But
yeah.
I can summarize some of that for you.
Yes, please.
So in the long run, people tend to regret things that they didn't do. So not pursuing something. So not taking that job or not moving overseas for a year. And those tend to be the ones that you sort of think back upon. Maybe it's a sliding doors moment and you imagine all of the possibilities that you missed out on. That's one key element leading to regret. Another thing that leads people to regret is when the decision turns out poorly and In retrospect, it's actually hard for you to justify why you made that decision in the first place. It almost goes against your core values. And so looking back, you kind of question why that was, why the decision was made in the first place. So you mentioned at the top that thinking on the spur, making maybe a very gut reaction decision, that could be a situation that sets you up for regret, because in retrospect, you might wonder, why didn't I just take a few more minutes to think about that decision?
Yeah, it's really interesting to me, because I think you can do a lot of research and weigh everything up and then make a decision, but it turns out that whatever that decision was maybe wasn't for you, but at least you can say, oh, well, you know, I tried to work this out, but, you know, that wasn't obvious, that it wasn't going to be the right thing or the right person or whatever that might be. But yes, we're very quick to beat ourselves up about things when we don't do that due diligence, I guess.
Yeah, it's important, I think, looking back to distinguish between, okay, it was a bad outcome, but it wasn't a bad decision, because at the time, based on what I knew, it made sense. And so I think for people who may be making a big life decision, it could make sense to write down the reason for why they are making the choice that they are, so that even if it turns out poorly, they can look back at those notes and understand, you know, at the time, based on what I knew, this was a pretty good decision, and they can avoid regret.
You did like quite a big age range, and obviously males and females. Was there any differences in that?
Yeah, so the survey ranged from 20-year-olds all the way up to 80-year-olds. And certainly there were many, many differences between them. I think for me, the most surprising and interesting result was when I asked people when they thought these big life decisions were going to happen. So, for example, for me, I'm in my mid-30s, and it feels like I've made a lot of big life decisions already. Bought a house, had a child, married, jobs. But it turns, and for those who are in their 20s and 30s, it does feel like a lot of the big decisions have been made already. But it turns out if you ask those in their 60s and 70s, they think there are still more big decisions ahead of them, and they've made a lot of big decisions in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And a lot of these decisions can't be predicted by those who are younger. So, you know, when are you going to retire? How are you going to react to your grandchildren? These are all decisions that come up later in life and are really hard to predict when you're younger.
So fascinating. And after doing this survey and looking at the results, has it changed the way you make decisions?
Well, I've always been very analytical, but I think what it does make me realize is that these big life decisions are very rare, and so you don't often get a chance to learn from the mistakes that you make. But these decisions are pretty common, and so I think the wisdom, the main takeaway from me is that speak to those who have made the decision before and try to learn from their mistakes.
Are you someone who sits and weighs up and, as you said, talks to people and gets their experience, or do you go by your gut instinct often?
I would say I'm very analytical, so I spend a lot of time, and you can ask my wife, we dated for 10 years before we got married. That'll give you a sense, I guess.
I don't know if that's that uncommon these days, is it? But when society's not pressuring you necessarily to get married before you live together or those types of things. But yeah, I'm assuming you weren't making your mind up for the whole 10 years.
Hopefully not, no.
Hopefully not. Thanks so much for your time, Adrian. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Adrian Cavalieri. He's a senior lecturer in marketing at the University of Technology, Sydney, who decided to sort of go do this survey sort of separate to his marketing thing when he was making big decisions.